Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Bashford Cast.
Demo Derby Masters.
Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash in Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to episode number 164 of the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast. Joining us here in studio, we've got...
Studio. I'll start over.
Yeah, he can't talk worth a shit tonight.
I am, I'm all tongue-tied today. So I forgot where we were. Brian's here. Ben's here.
What's up?
You're talking about blondes. You start stuttering.
Yeah, you start stuttering.
It happens.
There weren't even 6-foot blondes.
Nope. Been in trouble with them, too. Yeah. It was Winter Slam, actually.
That was Winter
My
Slam.
My things have come full circle.
3 years
Randy
ago?
Randy Maslowski is going to be joining us here on the line in a little bit. He's going to be with Jeremy Ertman. I'm not even for sure whose phone we're calling. We've had a couple different options.
Yeah, because Randy's is at the bottom of one of the 10,000 lakes in Minnesota.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Apparently he was fishing and got overexcited.
Well, they should be ice fishing. So
yeah.
They dropped it in a hole.
Dropped her in a hole, yeah. Must have been a big hole.
Oh, well, it has to be that big, right, to go
That's
ice
it. Fishing? Size of an auger. 4-inch auger, I believe.
Yeah, as long as your vehicle didn't go through the ice, that works.
Uh-huh.
People are generally happier about that when it doesn't go that way. We're also going to be talking with Chad Bumgarner about the Midwest Smash Fest, which the purse in that show in Geneva, Nebraska, $125,000 purse.
It's funny you should mention that. I was just talking with Rosno about that.
Yep. We're going to be talking with Chad a little bit, but again, I'm not sure. I haven't gotten any messages back from Randy telling me for sure that we're going back to the original plan. So I guess we're going to call Jeremy, and we're going to be catching up with Jeremy Ertman for a little bit along those lines, and talking a little bit about where we're at with Winter Slam and the planning. They've got everything sort of situated now with the Best Western. And that place is going to be the go-to location. Randy's got some announcements that he wants to break on that. Everything's full. I guess there was a couple drivers that had dropped out that said that they're not going to be able to finish their builds, and it was 0 seconds between when that person dropped out and that spot was full. So still looking at pretty much a full docket front to back. It's going to be a pretty good show. But, yeah, enjoyed the day off. It was nice to hang out with the kids on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, I hope you had fun on your day off.
I did.
Yeah, I had to work.
I was thinking of you.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
I was off today. Not for the holiday, though. It was just my normal day off. But I got paid for it, so it's all good in the hood.
Yeah. Is that holiday pay or?
Good. Yes. That's pretty contradicting.
Ooh, wow. Damn.
So Ben was the first one to go there.
Guess I should have said that, huh? Actually, I didn't get paid. It'll be comp time. I'll get 12 hours off sometime later date. Maybe a derby trip somewhere. Chris, you got any derby trips coming up we should know about?
Lots of derby trips.
You got a Florida trip?
Hey, Randy. Is there? Trying to get a hold of Jeremy Ertman or Randy Maslowski? Okay. I guess I... Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Hey, Chris. I'm pretty sure that was the wrong number.
I should have just looked it up on my phone. I'm pretty sure I've got his cell number, but it was typed here, and that was not the correct number.
Oh, come on,
Chris. The guy knew who he was.
He did.
At least he knew who he was.
Yep. Hey, you want to hear a funny story? Something strange happened this weekend. Saturday night, my brother went to a sports bar in Canandaigua. Somebody walked up to him and asked if I was running a derby this year. I said, now he knows what it's like to be me, and because I was always Gary's brother, and somebody finally walked up to him, and he was Brian's brother. So that was kind of weird.
That's hey, how are you? That's funny. That is funny. Perfect. Got the right number now?
If it's not the right number, the guy on the other end of the line
he's
is very excited
yeah,
to be talking to us. So one way or the other, we'll go with it. All Jeremy Ertman joining us here to talk a little bit about Winter Slam coming up here on the 11th of February. The new venue, the new facility, the stacked entry list, things look like they're all falling in order for you, man.
Yep, things are going to be a huge change this year.
Now, when we talked to Randy, he said everything's pretty much staying more or less the same. A little bit of change with the logistics of getting some of the stuff moved around. And, you know how Randy is. He never really gets too high or too low about anything. And the first thing that you just said was
you just said
that there's going to be a huge change this year. So what are you looking at being different, and how nervous do I need to be?
No, it's just the venue, the fairgrounds, the facility. It's just everything is changed dramatically in that aspect, but the show is going to pretty much stay the same.
How about the vendor response? That's been something that you've sort of had in your lap for the last several years. How about the response there?
I think I got 13 or 14 lined up to go in the new building, Johnson Hall, right now. And then we got 5 different food trailers coming, 3 different companies running them 5 trailers. And it's the vending always seems like it comes together right at the last minute.
Yeah, because everybody kind of jumps
on the fence for a while, and then, Winter Slam's coming. I suppose I better get on the ball here.
Have you the biggest question that Ben has been asking me is, have you found some place on the grounds to put the 4, 5, 6 feet of snow that's going to fall on the 10th of February?
There's plenty of room.
Plenty of room. Good. See, everything's going to be fine, Ben. No problem.
Push her in the pond.
Just put, there you go. Push in the hole that now is housing Randy's phone. So in terms of what you guys have, looking forward to the next couple of weeks, what's the biggest thing that's pressing on the to-do list?
Finish up our sponsors and stuff, get everything lined up, get the T-shirts ordered, new hoodies. Nothing's really too big right now.
That's good. It's always good to be in that spot when you're this close to it, because it's just a few quick weeks away from the launch of Winter Slam 2017, presented by NAPA. 2,000 to win for the World Class Doc 80s, 1,000 to win, Trucks are 1,000 to win, Compacts 1,000 to win. Hard hitters in each class, $300 and a trophy. Longest tow is going to be $100 for them. Second longest, $75. Best paint, $100. The build questions go to Randy, 507-327-1944. Grounds and vendor information, I learned this tonight, 507-525-4290, not 4390.
Come on.
Jeremy Ertman.
Chris.
What?
I said, come on, Chris.
I know. It is what it is. St. Peter, Minnesota, February the 11th, 2017. Looking forward to getting up there for this one. It's going to be a fun show. Brian, I know you're looking forward to getting up there again.
Absolutely. Definitely one of our favorite shows, kickoff the year. You know, I think it's our third year or fourth year going back.
Fourth.
I mean, it's a great way to start the show or start the season. You know, the guys always put on a great show on the track. Looking forward to check out the new facilities. You know, it was kind of cool. You know, I liked where we had it before, kind of down, you know, out of the wind and stuff. And you know, it was just cool to walk around. I mean, you know, it was always so many people there, and you know, it's just such a happening. Definitely looking forward to going back. You know, I'm sure the heated beer tent will be there again. So if it does get a little chilly, we can always step in there and warm up for a minute or two. And looking forward to it, man. I just hopefully the travel days are nice and clear, not too iffy, because the last couple of years we've spent a little time in Philadelphia and a little time
we've
in
tried to coordinate
Chicago.
Our travel plans to allow a lot of time on both sides of everything, and hopefully it is. We're going to be working this show from high atop the grandstands, roughly 7 stories in the air, in the open air Tony the Tiger Maslowski Memorial Pavilion, which. That high above the ground, I can't wait to be in open air when we're up out of the riverbed at the new place, with the wind whipping through at a balmy -7 degrees. Look at Ben.
I'll leave it alone.
Gonna be nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be so cold, your balls will be chattering.
So much for leaving it alone.
Yeah, throw that out there.
Ben just couldn't not do it.
No.
Yeah, no, but, definitely looking forward to it.
One thing we do have Dan going for is it's not like it's going to be completely wide open. The facility itself will be. Now it won't be all the trees around it like it was in Garden City, but St. Peter itself is in a river valley,
So you are kind of, the whole town itself is kind of down, you know, from your baseline. So I don't. I mean, if you get a heavy wind, yeah, you're going to feel it no matter what. But I'm not too concerned with it. I think it's going to still be just fine.
I think
you got trash cans. Just start a fire.
Didn't that happen one year? Down towards where the track entrance was? Didn't they have a trash can fire down there one year?
I don't remember.
Details get fuzzy.
I've seen them before. Ben and I seen them at Afton one year. We went down there for a derby.
Yeah. Yeah, about 100 feet from the fuel truck.
Yeah, they had a...
That's a good decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a fall show. Yeah, that was fun.
How's Napa been with the response so far this year? I mean, you guys sold out in record time. You had a wait list that was record names long. The few cancellations and the little bit of ebb and flow that you've had with the entry list this year has been quick to recover from. Still, everything is completely wide open. Napa's got to be real happy.
Oh, yeah. Napa's pretty happy about it. We're going to see Napa Blues tomorrow, actually.
What do you got to go find out from Napa?
Go get the money. Go get the big checks.
The weapon was also a benefit for Napa is that this fairgrounds is less than 3 blocks from a Napa facility.
Wow,
so cool. their shotgun parts runs and stuff like that is going to be way faster time.
Awesome.
Even the gas stations, there again, you're within 2 blocks from any fast food restaurants and gas stations and Napa store parts, and
cool.
It's going to be a great addition getting this move here, really.
Yeah, the location's definitely an upgrade at this point, given the proximity. It's Star Group Napa that was working with you in years past. They're still on board?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good.
Randy, I know we had talked earlier this week, and you had some stuff that you've been working on that's going to be welcome to all the fans and revelers at Winter Slam in regard to the Best Western. In addition to having the banquet room, you've got some other stuff lined up for them.
Well, we do have the banquet hall. I got that all straightened out. I did talk with the new manager down there, and it sounds like I might have some extra rooms, like even for Friday night, another small banquet hall so people can congregate and not disrupt the whole rest of the hotel at the same time. And then we're still working on details as far as food for the banquet. It sounds like they want a specific head count to do that, so I don't know if we're going to be able to do the buffet like we did last year, but they are more than willing to accommodate personal orders through the restaurant in that aspect. We got a live band all lined up.
Perfect.
Come in, I think they're coming in about 8 o'clock. Got a cash bar set up in the banquet hall. Few little minor details to work out, but otherwise the after party should be just as good, if not better, than last year.
This, do you ever get concerned when things go smoother than you expect them to go?
They haven't gone smooth.
Yeah, so he's not concerned at all.
Yeah,
Perfect.
That's always good.
He's had all his bad luck already. It's, you know, it's Winter Slam the day of. It's going to go through right. Quick and easy.
I think
and
that
no
side
issues.
Room. That side room is going to be a hit.
Oh yeah.
Getting that.
I just added to the smoothness too on Friday night when I went ice fishing. My phone dropped in the fucking hole and down the bottom of the lake. So the last 3 days I've been without a phone.
Yeah, but your life has got to be so much quieter and easier without a phone. You know, going off every 5 minutes.
It was peaceful. I got to admit that.
When you get your phone turned back on, ignore those messages that Brian left you. not being able to.
I didn't get them, but I got about 50 others.
There you go.
Judging by the door wrap input, we've got a couple guys that are going back to Winter Slam, which is real cool. We've got Brendan Bruss returning for the compact division. His stuff's all done, and we got a new roof sign that's going out that direction.
Cool.
For a driver, Mitch Carlson. He's got some artwork that's coming out for him, so that's I'm excited about that. And then we had a bunch of people on our conversation last week about Colton Newhalfen. We had tons of people weighing in on whether he is or isn't running, so I thought that was pretty neat. And on the topic of Colton, he got his award.
Yeah, I saw
his crystal. He's got that on display, and Shea Sane, the young man in Ohio, he's got his, and he's got that situated right next to the two giant trophies that he won this year it's just this little dinky thing. And he said, yeah, but the one that you sent me is heavier than both those combined.
That's kind of
cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, all the time that we've been out there, I think Colton is the only guy that we've seen as a repeat winner.
Yes.
It's been different winners in the compacts, different winners in the trucks and the weld class. I mean, we've seen Dustin Yanni win, and then he chose not to defend. We saw Zacharias win, and then he chose not to defend. Mm-hmm. And now we've got Brandon Johnson who's looking at defending here. So,
be interesting.
It's going to be a fun one. And as great a run as Mitch had last year, look at the other guys that had awesome runs that ended up getting sideswiped. Steinmeier.
Yeah.
Right off the top, we saw him. He was so close to picking up a win out there. Jay Olberg, he always runs strong. Yep. And I'm blanking on
Bandow's coming back.
Yep.
Sham's running.
And I'm blanking on the guy's name in the trucks that had the best truck there. Half a shot in, he's up on the berm and couldn't get off.
Oh, yeah. I remember what you're talking about.
That truck ended up winning. I'm pretty sure that truck ended up winning. And, again, I can't remember the name. Maybe the name Jay Vargo sticks out in my mind, but I don't know for sure. Well,
Randy's dad, he's finished second or third every year, but he's been out there. I mean, he's knocking on the door.
One thing that could have changed the outlook of that, too, during track time is, you know, the dirt berms, a lot of the trucks will go up and up on the berms and back down, so a lot of people don't really hit people there. Well, now we're dealing with 5-foot concrete berms.
Wow.
So it's gonna change that a little bit. Might be some very quick stopping.
Yeah, I would say so.
Gonna be a lot of broken shit.
It entices, like we have in the past with the hardest hitters. You know, we've always gone back two or three spots. Of course, we've got, like we always have, the $300 hardest hitter in each class, plus a badass trophy from Terry Evans. Jonathan Muse stepped up to plate here this year, and he's given away a shifter to every class.
Yeah, I saw that.
For first runner up. So that means we can push even further. I've already got Steve Wills Fabrication. He's going to donate a gas pedal for one of the classes. And I'm working with M&M Boys to see if they're going to do a gas tank for the compact class. And I've got a couple other sponsors I'm working on, too. So by the time we're done here, we should be able to come back three spots pretty easily.
That's cool.
Which is pretty nice to get back to the heavy drivers, keep the pace going.
Absolutely.
And all those awards are going to be going home with block walls.
Yeah. They're going to be stuck right there. It was funny. We were out there last year, and Ben and I were down on the track when they were inspecting, and Lee Engstrom was out there. And he had, I don't know if he brought graphics or what, but he was out there. And for being a Minnesota guy, he was dressed head to toe, bundled. He even had the skier glasses on. I was like, what the? Yeah. It was kind of funny to see. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He was busy. But
2 years ago, we were in sweatshirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're due.
Yeah, we're due for it to be 40 again.
It ain't going to be 40.
Thanks, Ben. Ben's a guy that I can count on. Anytime I get my confidence a little bit too high, he's right there to knock me right back down. Yep. He pulls that rug out, cuts me off at the knees.
It's called reality.
Yeah. Kick you right in the shins.
Stacy Flynn came away with that 80s class win, and then we saw him run at Blizzard Bash and the team show. Mm-hmm. Going to be fun to see him. Again, I mean, there's so many drivers that we've come to know up there. I'm anxious to get back up there just to see all those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
That truck that went up over the wall and got stuck there, I think that truck ended up winning at Crossroads of Destruction.
Cool.
If I remember right. I'm pretty sure it was the same guy.
You're right. That was Jay Bargle.
That's...
Of course you're right. You're Chris Marquardt.
Hey, even when he guesses, he's right.
He's right.
Got it narrowed down to a short list of one name.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One thing that's going to be kind of nice, too, Chris, is, you know, the fair board, we're dealing with an entirely different fair board here. They're much larger. They got a lot more members on their fair board, and they've really put together a lot of very nice things that's going to add to the show here. First of all, one thing is going to be is they're actually going to serve a breakfast out of the swap meet building right away at 7:30 in the morning.
Perfect.
Awesome.
All the drivers and spectators or swappers that could got to rush and get there right away, they can easily go in there and catch their breakfast, so they don't have to wait till a little bit later for the other vendors to get fired up.
And how far is the Best Western from the facility in St. Peter?
You're going to be dealing with about 13 miles straight to the south, right on 169.
That's not bad.
So it's like 20 minutes. Just don't worry about breakfast for me.
It's all brand new four lane.
Nice.
Awesome. Awesome.
Very cool. It'll be nice. I mean, it's about the same distance it was out to Garden City. It's just we went north instead of south.
Yep.
Cool.
Your yards will get there in a hurry.
I was just going to say, Brian will be able to get our Toyota Echo up to all of 50 miles an hour
speed. I don't think I'll be able to beat Ben's speed. I don't think
you're
I'll,
right. I'll get up there. You're right. You don't want to, but it's going to be good. I'm very looking much excited it. About it.
It's always a great way to start the year out.
Well, I mean, it's our year's broken into 6 month windows. There's two seasons now. This is the start to the early season, which sort of like ends right about Bash for Cash or, you know, whatever we pick up in the middle of June. And then it goes in that little bit of a lull where we go through our local fair season and then things pick up again about mid-September with all the stuff in the
is July is there a trip in July? Do you do a trip in July?
I'm not at liberty to discuss those situations right now.
I was just wondering, because thinking back to last year, I think that was the only one we didn't do a big trip in, wasn't it?
Virginia
yeah.
is when he goes to July.
No, August. That's August. End of August is when we go to Virginia.
Because I think, thinking back to the last couple of years, July, I don't think we've had a big one.
No, last year, July, the show, the draw show was Caledonia.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the middle of July, about the same time as Yates County. Mm-hmm. And then we had Seneca County that we went and watched at. And then Ontario County we went and watched at. And then Dunkirk we went and got rained on. That was exciting.
Absolutely.
We did Broome County. We did Broome County too. So, and I think right now I talked with the folks over there. As far as I know, we're doing that again. But there's some stuff that we're trying to work on and you know, who knows? It's a big country. There's a lot of places to go.
I like the sounds of that. I like the sounds of that.
One of them's an Imperial Fest.
That would be cool.
That's however, not one of them that I had on the short list. As much as I would love to. I think they're pretty well set. But nonetheless. So you guys in pretty good shape. We'll check in with you here in a couple of weeks and make sure everything's still moving smooth.
Yeah, we can do that. Can we take a second to say a few thank yous?
Absolutely.
I was about to offer you that
no,
time.
No, you
but
can't.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Nicola County Fair Board and Brandon Thomas for making the connection with Winter Slam and getting us to make the big move to a new facility. Brandon's been over and above out of his way to help us out to make this transfer. We definitely appreciate it, all the efforts he's done. He's also going to be running a truck that day in the truck class.
Nice.
So I just wanted to make sure we mentioned him, and we really do appreciate what he's done for us so far. So.
Perfect. Anybody else?
Napa, of course. We want to make sure Napa's in there. He's been a great aspect to the show for the last 5 years now, and Napa's always been there and try and cater to us. Now we got one, like I said, three blocks away, so that really add in case of emergency breakdowns or anything going on that day, run down to a local Napa right there, three blocks away, and get what you need.
Perfect. Anybody else you wanted to catch?
You got anybody ready? Cedar Lake Engineering. They jumped. I think they're locked into a class sponsor spot. We got Jonathan Mews with Nevs Motorsports, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Steve Wills Manufacturing. I'm sure I'm forgetting several here. I didn't really make a list, unfortunately.
A badass trophy guy.
Yeah, Terry Evans. Terry Evans. Badass trophies.
Terry Evans, badass trophies, yep.
How about Tammy Maslowski?
Yeah, we better thank her.
Yeah, very much needed thanks there. She's got to put up with a lot. In more ways than one.
That all sounds good. We're
Was, and she's ready to ship me on. But I was just planning a fishing trip, and she was more than willing to get me the hell out of here.
And look how that worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
I'm sure when we get back, though, then it'll be wide open and get a little more concentrated in the stuff we got to do. And, of course, moving to a new venue, you're going to have all kinds of different situations to arise and, you know, different things to overcome. So
right.
We'll just jump each hurdle and prepare the best we can ahead of time. And what don't work, we'll change for next year. And what does work, well, we'll just add to it for the following.
There you go.
Sounds good to me. Well, as always, always good to talk to you with you guys, and looking forward to catching up with you here real soon. We'll be up in Minnesota before we know it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. All you guys do, too, as well.
All right. Thank you.
We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. See you guys. Have a good one.
See you, Jeremy. See you, Randy. There goes Jeremy Ertman, Randy Maslowski, talking a little bit about Winter Slam 2017. New venue, some new challenges, but... I don't know. Those guys have got this thing pretty much down to a well-oiled machine at this point. It's just a matter of changing facilities. I don't know if it's going to be that difficult for them.
Hey, not to completely change it 180, but did you see how quick Candace got the driver's list up last week?
Yep.
I think it was Wednesday she mm-hmm. had it up. Mm-hmm. And what an impressive list that is.
Yes. Yep.
Whoever wins that is going to earn it.
No question.
I was very impressed with that list. That's going to be a hell of a show. Obviously, we're talking to Capital City Carnage, but what a list. There's a lot of guys on there with a lot of wins.
We'll jump right into it. Capital City Carnage is coming up March 17th and 18th, 2016. 10,000 to win limited weld class, 9,000 for second, 8,000 for third, 7,000 for fourth, and it drops by $1,000 all the way back to 10th. $5,000 Mad Dog Award, $60,000 in total payout, $200 to enter a limited weld car, and it's a 100-car limit. You can email Candace at ultimatederby.com for details there, ultimatederby.com. CapitalCityCarnage.com also has additional information, agendas, classes, you name it. I think that's going to be an absolutely awesome weekend.
Absolutely.
Again, limited weld rules, so it's kind of a little bit closer to what Blizzard Bash was a couple years ago, where they couldn't have everything locking in exactly. Ben's already explained how they're going to find a way to get to the lock in. So basically, it's going to have to move 6 inches, then it'll lock in. Ben's already got it solved. Are you done with your car yet?
Huh?
What?
What'd you say?
Is your car done yet?
It was supposed to be getting work done, I guess, according to Josh. I'm just showing up to run the pedals.
And the shifter. Please run the
Josh
shifter.
Josh is the driver, so I'm just a dummy behind the pedals.
Well, he's gonna be the loose nut behind the wheel.
Did you see the pictures of Trent working on his first Derby car? Because you know Josh isn't working on it, so obviously Trent and the rest of the crew have been working on Trent's first Derby car.
It's he's got a lot of comments on there, too. Tony Brellinger was weighing in on it. There was a lot of people.
Apparently, I didn't think they should be body shaping and putting cages in while the windows were still in, was what I was picking up.
Obviously, Ben was not called.
Yeah.
No, that's first. I knew he was going to start working on one, but I haven't heard anything. But
yep.
That's good.
Let's see.
He'll be a lucky kid.
Mm-hmm. Honda Accord, is it, Chris?
Honda Accord, yeah.
Honda Accord.
It's not one of the good ones. I think it has to be an Accord wagon for them to be worth anything, right?
No.
No.
Not necessarily.
Accords are pretty nasty.
It all depends on what you stuff in the front.
Operative word. Anything can be good when you load it, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like the luminous. You can run pipes right back to the firewall on those, I've heard.
Yeah, you got to make sure you plate the floor pan, though. Otherwise, it'll poke through your feet.
Oh, you know that happens.
Not good. You don't want any of that.
Uh-uh.
Trying to keep up with too many things here. May Mania coming up, May the 13th. That is full. An impressive list. We're going to be talking with Johnny Gullo about May Mania next week when he comes on the show. He's got some other irons in the fire that he's hoping to have all finished up and put together and ready to release to the public next Monday. Also, the plan is we're going to try and get Brian Schumann on to talk about his return to promoting with his event April the 29th in Carrollton, Ohio. We're going to be heading down to Carrollton at the end of April to take in that show. Just got a message from Dustin Anderson. He wants me to burn my hat. Apparently, Dustin's not a Chicago Blackhawks fan living up there. in that part of the country. Oh, Minnesota Wild. Minnesota Wild rules the roost in that area. But good. Oh, sports note, good win for the Green Bay Packers last night.
Oh, yeah. You don't even want to talk about it.
Dallas fan over here.
Oh, yep. Diehard. But, hey, you know what? It was a good game.
It was a great game,
and
yeah.
Rodgers made an awesome freaking pass, and his receiver, I mean, sucked it in. His kicker literally kicked
350 plus
yard field goals
to win that game.
So, I mean, you know what? They earned it. And
they said today they interviewed, I can't remember which one of the receivers, but they said that Aaron Rodgers didn't call a play. He told the receivers what routes to run.
Yeah.
Didn't call an actual play. Just said, you do this, and bloop, 36
so
yarder.
So, Green Bay's going to win the Super Bowl.
This is the first time that Ben has made a prediction before it started.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely.
Ben, now I know that this is not. Uh-oh. This is going to sound worse than it is.
Here you go.
Well, Ben doesn't ever tell us what his prediction is until there's like three cars left. He goes, "That's the guy that I picked to win." That really is the car that he picked to win, but he doesn't tell anybody until we're down to like the last little bit. So for him to go out on a limb and pick the Packers to win makes me really, really nervous.
I picked a car to win Winter Slam last year right off the get-go.
I know, but you didn't tell anybody until it was down to him and Mitch Carlson.
I know.
Brian.
You don't tell me this stuff?
That's because you're going to do like you're doing right now.
You're right. I absolutely would.
See, you can't keep the secret.
Yeah.
You got to be a secret keeper.
I'll make my Capital Carnage. I'll make my prediction at Capital Carnage early.
You'll be right.
And then at May Mania, I'll make my prediction there at May Mania. Of course, I'll have an advantage over everybody.
You will. You excited about that?
Yeah, very excited.
I heard you've been on the phone a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, group messages and group chats, and it's been fun. It'll be fun. It's going to be a good time. But, looking forward to it. There's some people that probably aren't looking forward to it, but we'll see what happens. But he's got a good – I mean, it's a good set of rules out there. He's got a good batch of drivers, and, you know, the questions that are coming are expected as always.
Absolutely.
They pretty smart questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of them are real smart and, you know, and just
– Yes, sir.
Hey, let me put you in.
It's a totally different atmosphere and totally different type of building out there, which that's what I'm – excited to be involved with. So
absolutely, without a doubt.
Anybody asking you anything that just makes your head go, wow, what are they thinking?
No, not really.
No. So I like it when people ask Ben questions and he rolls his eyes, because on paper it seems like a great idea, but in his head he's already worked out the science of how it's going to happen. It's like your car is going to blow to pieces if you do.
Yeah, that's, you know, my wife, that's, I live, eat, and breathe it. I mean, that's what my wife wishes, they just disappear, but... You know,
I don't think it's going anywhere.
No, I mean, all I do is stay. I mean, when you weld all day long, you ain't got much else shit to think about. So, I mean, it's you're building stuff, fabricating stuff, and you apply it to everything you can, your favorite hobby. So,
you don't tell her that you sit back and just think about her all day?
No.
No. Under that welding hood?
That's why I come home every night.
That's a good answer. Good answer. Smash It Demolition Derbies, Bash for Cash coming up the 26th to the 28th of Memorial Day. Online, smashitderby.com. Approved vendors list for 2017, derbytees.com. Near it, Sliders, Big Rock Derby Products. One of the other many good friends of the show, DEC Headers, CIDS, Destroy Denver Parts, Catskill Fabrication and Performance, Ryan Ostrander on the approved vendor list, Lead Sled Wheels, Ski Inc., Joker's Parts, Scott's Derby Tire, all approved for use at the Bash for Cash, May the 26th to the 28th, coming up here at the
Chillicothe, Ohio. Fun, because they want to know if I got a new hat or if I got any. This is the only hat I got. Well, this is my favorite hat. But hey, feel free if you want to send me a hat. I'll wear a hat.
That hat has gone missing, MIA, and it always ends up coming back around to him.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point you were without that hat for like 6 months.
Yeah. Until Diesel brought it up from PA.
Yep.
Brought it to the Derby banquet.
Sure enough.
Yep. It wasn't like Chris's hat last year on the way to Bash for Cash.
Nope.
Did you edge it throughout the window?
Gone like yesterday.
And I laughed so hard I almost crashed the van.
Was that going to Bash for Cash?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, because you were a lot of hat all weekend.
Yeah, I was. I was.
And I laughed so hard. First, I thought I was going to pass out. Then I thought I was going to wreck the van.
I think that might be my goal this year. I think I'm going to just go buy.
Wreck my van?
I can if you want. Can if you want. That's
one way to pay it off.
Get the pillar bent and make it look like an accident. Go on.
No, my goal is going to be I'm going to get hats from everybody.
Yeah.
I'll buy them. I don't want them to give them to me. I'll buy them. But.
One of the guys you can talk about getting a hat that will be in high demand this year is Chad Bumgardner, promoting the Midwest Smash Fest in Geneva, Nebraska. $125,000 purse.
Nice.
And just one of the first questions that I asked Chad on the phone was, so you know how many zeros are in that, right? And he goes, yeah, we've been building for this for 2 years, so this is a goal. It's all there. And I can't believe how impressive that figure is. And Chad joining us here on the hotline to talk a little bit about it. The Midwest Smash Fest coming up, man. You got to be excited about this.
Yes, sir, and thank you for having me on tonight, gentlemen. And it's a pleasure to be asked to be on the Crash Course podcast, and we appreciate it. I've watched you guys down there at Blizzard Bash for the last several years. We've actually been building this show. This is going to be the fifth year, technically, that we've had the Demo Derby now in Geneva. The first year we had it was called the Summer Shootout, and then a friend of mine came up with a real catchy name a couple of years ago, and he said, why don't we call it the Midwest Smash Fest? We wanted it to be unique, and but we want everyone to be a part of it, and most importantly, have fun, and it has to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that kind of money on the line, everything build-wise is going to be under a microscope. I mean, every last bit of advantage builders are going to try to find, and every last bit of scrutiny those drivers are going to be subject to. In terms of that, I'm sure you guys have already had a pile of questions about the logistics of the show coming in when this announcement came out, outlining what the purse structure was going to be, which was just insane when you look at it. Two-man team show format, Fillmore County Fairgrounds, is going to be Saturday, July the 15th. $20,000 for the first-place team, $15,000 for the second-place team. Again, two-man team, fresh cars only. Crash Fest Express Promotions Limited World Rules. So it's already an established rule book. People are familiar to build to it.
Nice.
But that doesn't mean that there's all sorts of new loopholes that people are going to be thinking about when they come through the line.
Absolutely.
$13,000 for third, $11,000 for fourth, and $10,000 for fifth. So each guy's walking home with $5,000.
Yeah.
For fifth place.
Insane.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and what we, Chris, the main reason that we came up with that payout years ago is, a friend of mine asked me, said, when you're talking to drivers about where they want that money, and we want to do something unique, like we always share, is we don't want to be the best derby in the country. There's a lot of great shows around the country. We just want to be one of the best. Mm-hmm. And we want people that are a part of the show from all over the country to feel like it's their derby to come to, where they all have a fair shot at it. And so a friend of mine said, when you're asking drivers about where they want that money, go with what the majority of them say, and then so we just decided they wanted us to pay down better. Mm. And I've learned a lot. I want to give a quick shout out to Sam Williams of Ultimate Derby down at Blizzard Bash. I've learned a lot, bounced a lot of ideas off him, what to do and what not to do. And Matt Newcomb, our head official, I talk to him almost on a daily basis on just how to make the show better. We're always bouncing ideas off each other, and there's a lot of other gentlemen out there we've talked to you about this show. And we are going to announce a couple other classes coming up on January 24th. Basically, the pre-registration for the team show has been open since January 10th, which was last Tuesday, and pretty much within 2 days we had 32 entries in the mail already. We're going to have 34 teams. The reason for that, it's a 30 team two-man team show, and then we're going to have an overflow class as well, and the winning team from that overflow class gets to run in the A main.
Wow.
And if the show continues, when the show continues next year, from now on, we're going to have, if you make the A main, you get first dibs the next year at pre-registration.
Awesome.
This year, though, with all the new teams, we're going to have a live lottery drawing, and that is going to be Friday evening on January 27th at 7 o'clock Central Time.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
16th, the payout. 16th, 2,000 for the team. So each guy walks out with $1,000.
Yeah, wow. So you can't.
I mean, can't argue with that.
No, I mean, that's and it's definitely 100% right. I mean, 99% of the drivers, I mean, pay down through, you know, and that's phenomenal.
But it didn't sacrifice anything on top.
No.
Each guy's walking out with $10,000.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, even 10th place is great.
Action plan, yeah.
You know, so it's
10th place is $2,500 apiece. It's $5,000 for the team.
And when is the show?
July the 15th, Saturday, July the 15th.
And it's in Geneva, Nebraska.
Geneva, Nebraska.
Which is located...
in Nebraska.
I mean, central Nebraska, or like...
Chad?
Around Lincoln, Nebraska way?
Yes, sir. And it's Geneva is very easy to get to from anywhere in the country. You can get from, just bring Interstate 80 across to a town called York, Nebraska, Y-O-R-K. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's looking to come from out of state, looking for hotels to stay at, I highly recommend there. There's probably 7 to 8 hotels right there close. So there's easily, we checked a couple of years ago, there's around 700 to 800 hotel rooms right there in that area, right off Interstate 80. And then you simply turn south on Highway 81 and bring that south about 20, 25 minute drive from York. Mm-hmm. Right there, and that brings you right into Geneva. You'll go around through two towns at McCool Junction, and then a town called Fairmont. The next town south of there is Geneva. There's about 4 entrances in the town. It's a small town of 2,100 people, but we have a very nice pit area for the cars. Seating might be a little bit of an issue this year. We're going to make sure we have seating for hopefully 4,000 to 5,000 people, but I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more people wanting in to check this derby out, so make sure you get there early. We're going to recommend restaurants, and anyone that wants information can either go to MidwestSmashFest.com or to our Facebook page under the Fillmore County Fair Demolition Derby, or We Crash is where I post a lot of the information under the National Big Money Events. We want to have several different locations they can check the information. And, any car build related questions need to be directed at Matt Newcomb. Anything regarding the show for registration or anything can be directed at me. And we're pretty excited about not only the team show, but the other two classes as well. One of them is going to be a bone stock class. Details will be released, like you said, on the 24th. As well as another one heat go class, and we're also going to have the Power Wheels class again. And we got that idea from Sam Williams and Ultimate Derby at Blizzard Bash, and it's just kind of a nice fun break watching little kids do that. Mm-hmm. My little 8-year-old nephew last year had a new car out there, and he hit someone in the battery, shorted out, and he was not happy for a while, and it happened within the first couple of minutes. But we want everyone to have a good time with this. That's why we always tell everyone, we want feedback, good and bad, from everybody, because in this sport, as I've learned as a promoter, you're not always going to make the right decisions all the time, but that's why you want feedback, good and bad, from people, and that's how we learn and get better.
So. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So a couple other neat pieces of this that I don't even get how this is going to work. It's $500 to enter. If the field's full, the teams get their entry fees back.
Wow.
It's mailed back to them. So conceivably, if you're last place, we talked about each driver's walking away with 1,000, but then you get ideally you split your entry fee, so you're getting
$50 a piece.
Yeah, $12.50. And then on top of that, the heats are and you can explain this a little bit more because I still don't fully understand it, but I like the concept. The heats are going to be one on one; they're head to head, and they're timed out at 11 minutes. If a car's on the clock and then it times out, it might go over 11 minutes, but if that car refires, the heat's called done, and both teams go to the B main. So if you run out of time in your heat, both of those guys go to the B main?
Yeah, we did some research, and the head official, Matt Newcomb, kind of did here a couple of years ago about what's the right time limit to put on heats. And the reason for this, guys, is this is a Fillmore County, this is a county fair derby. And so we only have one night to run this. Is that going to change in the future? Yeah, we're looking at a potential 2-day show next year, starting next year. But we have a time frame to get it in there, 5 to 6 hours roughly. So it's actually 12-minute time limits on the heats. The heats are drawn right at the driver's meeting, so there's no preconceived notions about anything. It has to be fair, which is more, it just adds to the excitement. So mm-hmm. We'll have 15 heats, but we split the track. So while heat one is going on the east end of the track, the other heat's lining up on the other end. So the officials go back and forth with only 4 cars out there, 2-on-2. There's more than enough room. The track's fairly wide. It's not bad, but we have more than enough length. And then we open it up afterwards when we're running like the B main and the A main. But if you're holding the car like at the 11-minute and 30-second time limit, you can run that past the 12-minute time limit to time him out. Mm-hmm. But if you're not holding the car, if the heat's still going on, and it hits a 12-minute time limit, both teams go to the B main. And from listening to drivers, I told everyone I was not going to make any changes once pre-registration started on the 10th, but we felt this one change was necessary we made the decision to add money again into the B main this year, so to pay down five spots in the B main as well. Because if you win, you get in the B main, we're only taking one team, because here's the deal. We used to have heats, guys, with we already had 4 2-man teams in each heat. Right. I don't like stick breaking, we don't like deal making, we don't like sandbagging. And you know that's going to happen when you have a show this big on the line with that kind of money.
Right.
We're working on some plans to eliminate the sandbagging, but the thing is, we like having it one-on-one like that. And if you go through the and don't get it done in 12 minutes, yes, you go to the B main. But without confusing everyone, we added money in the B main where if you win the B main, you get your choice of either taking first place money in the B main, which is $1,800 a team. So it's $900 a driver plus your entry fee back. And then, or you can forfeit that money and go to the A main for no worse than a chance at last place is $1,800 or better.
Right.
So if that happens, that money, instead of paying first through fifth, in essence, you're paying second through sixth in the B main. So that sixth place team is hoping that that first place team goes into the A main, if you guys can follow me.
Absolutely.
Is that how it worked in dirt, Brian? Was if you got paid in the B main?
We didn't with the modifieds. We didn't run a lot of places with the B main. They
I'm
did it.
To remember it. Like, I mean, I just think it's really cool that if that money isn't taken by the first place team, it all goes, trickles down. It's just disappearing. It's not. It's
we did
five teams, no matter what.
There wasn't a lot of places we ran B main. Some of the big shows they tried it, but it's just not anything.
It's just
that the modifieds,
right?
Constance, and they don't ever get paid. Never get paid for heats there, but that's definitely a good idea. I mean, I like the sounds of it.
And five teams are getting paid no matter what.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I like the sound of trying different stuff. I mean, you know, it's
Chad said that he likes that second place team is hoping that first place team in the B main forfeits and moves on. No, the sixth place team is hoping that first place team forfeits and moves on.
You ain't kidding. No doubt.
I mean,
I get a map cluster.
Ben just left so that he could go MapQuest to how long it's going to take to drive out.
a few hours. You guys probably haven't planned on me saying this yet, but we do want to extend an invitation for you guys to come out and film the show and broadcast it live. Our ultimate dream, and we're not quite there yet, we don't know if we'll hit it this year, but I don't know if you guys saw, but we made ESPN Sports Center. I'm friends with Neil Edwards, Sports Center anchor, and I sent him a clip of Chad Turner went across the track and rolled a couple drivers over the dirt berms, and we got that on top 10 plays on ESPN the week after the Geneva Derby this last year, the Midwest Smash Fest, and I ran it by Neil. I met him in Lincoln a couple of years ago about what it would take to get ESPN to Geneva to film the Derby, and he put me in contact with his producer. And at the time, I looked at Neil and I go, you guys have bowling on ESPN on Sunday morning. I said, I guarantee you we'll get a lot bigger viewership than someone watching bowling on there. And I'm not knocking bowling, but we just want for everyone to enjoy the show. So we're hoping in the future to bring ESPN. I'm in contact with Neil via email. And, with the purse we got going, we're hoping within another month or two to reveal the major sponsor as part of this derby. And so if you have me on again in another month or two, I may be able to have this individual on talking about their business as well as that sponsorship comes available. And it's just going to be awesome, because we talked about having a purse this big almost 20 years ago. And at the time, we're thinking, well, how cool would it be if you even had a $20,000 purse? Because at the time, $100,000 didn't even seem like it was even reachable.
Right.
And to some people, they probably still don't believe us, but you just got to prove people wrong. But again, we want everyone included in this and to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you caught the prevailing wind in the background of this. This is a county fair.
Yeah.
Right.
Which that just blows my mind.
Right. You got faith in
your sport like this if your county fair is on board and believes in it enough. Because we've been so many places where that is not the message that the county fair board is sending to the Demolition Derby population.
I mean, you got to look at it. Years and years ago, I mean, Don Long was one of the first ones to start putting $20,000, $25,000 win derbies on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are like, wow, you know, that was like hitting the lotto. Now you're talking $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 plus purses. And it's like, which... To progress with the sport, I mean, when you got $30,000 into a car, I mean, that's kind of comparable to run for a purse that big. But yet, $30,000 in a car, and guys will still run for $1,500. You know, they don't care. It's we're not wired right when it comes to stuff like that.
You are not an economist, that's for sure.
Because I could definitely, I mean, I'd be the first one to say I'd drop, if I had it, I'd drop $25,000-$30,000 in a car, and I'd go run it at my hometown fair for $1,000-$1,200 to win. You know,
a just welder you are, an investor you are not.
No doubt.
You know, that's awesome how these guys have stepped up, and you know, they had a vision. They had a vision, and they stuck with it. You know, to see it out, and it's gonna blow up like wildfire.
The vision to have it that long ago, because I mean, 20 years ago, everybody's like, wow, 20 years ago, and their mind instantly defaults to what 20 years ago feels like, and in all actuality, it was like 1997. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, you know, we had big purses in Demolition Derby then, but nothing quite like that. Mm-hmm. The other problem
that
was
big then, and I mean, I think they were paying like 10 grand.
Yeah, 10 or 15,000, because that's when Toby won back-to-back.
Yeah, I think they were like 10 grand.
But so, that was huge back then.
Right.
Yeah.
And to hold on to that vision for...
But, well, yeah, and that's where I was going with it. It's not even so much to just to have the vision then and say, look, this is what we want to do. To be patient with the vision and not force it too early and then go under and bust. Just be patient and be realistic and say, this is our goal and we're going to take these incremental steps. We've been to other derbies that have grown. It's not taking anything away from them.
No.
That have taken small steps and been patient with their vision. It's just it's nice to see that foresight from a county fair, because usually in the shows that we're talking about that grew in small steps that they were able to sustain their longevity, it was all standalone shows. It wasn't obviously they were working with a venue that was willing to work with them, but it wasn't the same as a county fair embracing a show like this.
Yeah, and they're growing and they're growing and continually reinvesting and continually putting back. You know, we've seen time and time again, we've seen shows, county fair level shows and county fairs still, I mean, that have quadruples in size, and they keep everything the same, you know.
Don't do anything
for the
drivers.
And these guys have stayed with it, and it's going to be huge.
No doubt.
It's definitely a Billy Fusillo moment, you know.
No doubt.
But.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
One thing we wanted to, you know, say is, the vision behind this is to encourage maybe other county fairs to grow their derbies bigger, to keep the sport alive. And, you know, like we think if, you know, I've talked to Sam as well for Blizzard Bash. We all want to get, how cool would it be to have ESPN at a couple of different locations around the country, not just Geneva or Topeka, Kansas, but at Bash for Cash or Winter Slam or wherever. Once we get the attention of people like that and they see what type of viewership they can have, is just giving people hope, and you listen and you learn from everyone. Are you going to still make mistakes? Absolutely. Does it make a guy nervous having a purse this big? Yes and no, because last year we had the purse at $40,000, and I talked to 88 different sponsors to get that kind of money for a purse. And but you include everybody in it. We've had three other locations offered to us already to move this derby to, and but I just decided I want to keep it at the county fair because they're the first ones that gave us the chance to do this 5 years ago. And prior to that, Geneva had always had derbies, but it dwindled down to about 10 cars, and then they didn't have a derby for 6 or 7 years. Wow. And some friends of mine, Josh and Chad Turner, talked to me about going to the fair board and getting a derby going again. And Geneva, I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it the right way. I said, there will be no favoritism, and as much as people still think there might be, I don't care who wins. Because if you lose your crowd, the derby's over with. And I told them, I said, if I ever see favoritism anywhere, I said, I'm done doing the derby, because it has to be fair. And again, I just always tell everyone, just make sure you go out there and have a good time. So the more we encourage and have shows like this, hopefully other shows blow up around the country, and we can just all kind of work together and just make the sport great. I mean, it feels good where it stresses a guy out working on a show like this for pretty much every day for over 6 months. But when you hear it and just talk to random people around the area, how excited they are that you're having a big derby like this, literally in their backyard or anywhere in the central United States for Geneva, that's what keeps things going, is when you see people that are excited about that. And I cannot wait for the day that might be the next step of going from this year and ESPN seeing what we're doing and broadcasting it live on, whether it's live on ESPN or it's tape delayed. You just have to prove it to people a little bit at a time. But we hope you guys would accept the invitation to come down and broadcast it live this year, because I'd love to have you guys in town.
Check your inbox.
No, I mean, I've said it right along. I mean, Lucas on the Edge.
Mm-hmm. You can't even go to this one.
Who can't go to this
you
one?
You can't. You got a basketball tournament.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's the week before?
It's the weekend after.
It's the weekend after? All right.
They got...
check your inbox again.
They Lucas on the Edge, TNN Motor Madness. They used to have the derbies on TNN Motor Madness.
MAF TV's is getting some stuff on it now.
You know, so, I mean, it's definitely coming around. It's definitely being a accepted motorsport.
Yeah.
You know?
There's some logistics that come with it. I mean, because generally speaking... The big producers just look at it as there's not enough numbers there. They've got producers' evidence that show that the numbers aren't there because they've got numbers back from Discovery, and they've got viewer numbers, and they've got ratings, and they've got all this information. And then you've also got the variability of a live event and the amount that you need to invest to do a live event from that production side. They don't want to run the risk of getting sucked into a 6, 7, 8, 10-hour derby. Mm-hmm. But the fact that anybody's even willing to have the conversation about doing something tape delayed where they can challenge. I mean, we've seen, Brian, you know, we've seen so many dirt modified races that have been cut down. You see one or two heats and highlights from the B main, and then you see the A main. You don't even know what you missed.
Yeah.
Because you watch the A main. I mean, how many late model races happen in July that we see on NBC Sportsnet?
You know what? That's why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I mean,
so everybody can see everything.
Oh,
boy, do they! But the, I mean, that's
and one thing I've always learned is if you don't ask, the answer is always no anyway. So
absolutely,
I always wonder how cool it'd be to have a derby on ESPN. Ask them, because if you don't, you never know. And that's I wanted to also bring up Michael Wise of Wise Guys Media, because he films this, does a great job of filming the demo derby every year, and he's. We'll have DVDs for sale. We're going to produce more T-shirts and stuff this year. And we have like a local sponsor at BB's Metalworks out of York, Nebraska, that he comes up with the design and has built the first place trophies the last couple of years. And we'd like to include as many businesses locally as possible. Like there's a Geneva Welding and Supply in Geneva that they provide the trailer for the announcers to be on. And just several different sponsors that help out tremendously. The whole list of sponsors is on our Midwest Smash Fest website, but see, last year we had sponsors anywhere from $100 to $2,500. The prior year to that, we had sponsors anywhere from $50 to $5,000. And you never know who's listening, paying attention. If people are listening here now and want to be a part of this sponsorship, they're more than welcome to contact us, and we'll gladly work out some details because we want everyone to be included in something like this.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You had a thought.
Well, I like you said, I mean, that was the thing. I mean, they ran the Sunday night shootout at Lead Sport for years, like 2 or 3 years. And, I mean, they would, you know, you would get everything done, and they'd show a little bit of the heats and maybe a consie, then they'd run the feature. And, that had a great following. I mean, the stands were packed.
But that feature had to roll off, and you
buddy, you
know.
Have no idea how much
you
fun that would be.
You're right, I don't know. But I know from being around it and watching it that you guys were thrashing because your start time was right now, and if you had to replace the rear end, you had this amount of time, and that's it. No time waits for no man.
Yeah, that's only a bad thing with live TV. I mean, that's where tape delay really saves you because, like, I mean, you look at, like, now the World Finals when they do the World Finals out of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they condense that down pretty well because, I mean, there was – 2 years ago when they were tearing down the fence about every third lap in the sprint car race, they were obviously were able to get that condensed to where you could watch it.
Pressure's on, Ben. Hold that thought.
Uh-oh.
Dylan Lane just messaged me. He said, if I'm there, you guys better be there too.
We're there. Bring your grape juice. Juliet, Illinois.
Joliet,
and
Team Derby.
Team
Rockford Speedway.
Team Structure.
Yeah.
So they aired that for how many
seasons? That's still on, yeah.
Jason Kazimer just fell out of his chair because he messaged me. We talk about that a ton, and he lives right there. He goes, come out. We'll take you sometime.
Dude, that shit's awesome. That is so awesome. They're literally hitting 50 mile an hour just sending shit.
Yeah.
And they're in like a foot of mud.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still
badass.
Going that fast. Yeah, that's crazy.
I would even drive one of them.
I'd drive one.
I would definitely
they're not a heavy build car. That's why nobody's gotten killed yet.
Dude, they rupture their spleens, they break their arms, legs. Oh, dude, that's violent inside there.
If ESPN is willing to put WWE on SportsCenter, Demolition Derby should probably belong there, right? Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka. May he rest in peace. I'm sorry,
73. That's where I was going with that. I was going to go there next. But, yeah, I mean, it makes logical sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, that's, you know, Demolition Derby is a huge sport. I mean, it's like we've said 100 times. One of these days, one of these big parts companies or somebody is going to get a hold of it and go, there's a lot of money to be made here. And, you know.
But go ahead, Ben.
That just goes back to, like, what he was saying. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask. You know, he's in contact with the guy. You never know. This might be it right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely.
And, you know the right person at the right time, and it blows up like fireworks.
The problem is again, the scalability.
Why are you being negative?
I'm not. I'm
why
just
are you
talking,
being negative?
Why are you being a Debbie Downer?
You're negative. You're being a Debbie Downer.
Because I've had these conversations. And that's,
we don't
that,
have
what,
to
that's,
have that.
What I'm saying is, if anybody out there is listening, if you're wondering why it hasn't yet, this is why. They're looking sheerly at numbers, because the number of pro football fans in the world, the number of pro basketball fans in the United States, dwarf the number of Demolition Derby fans. So we got to find a way to get around that. And that's where that main title sponsor comes in. That's going to be huge to be able to bring some of that to the table. That
you just nailed it.
We got to talk to Budweiser.
Absolutely.
Monster
There's
Energy.
Some plans in the works. I mean, you're right. You have to have major sponsors to get their attention, guys. And but... You know, if you're gonna dream, you might as well dream big.
Yep,
absolutely.
And just take a chance at it. And you know, we'll send them clips again this year, again on SportsCenter. And I was a Neil Everts, an Oregon Ducks fan, and I was joking with him about making a little bet because Nebraska Cornhuskers play at Oregon next year. If I can get him talked in, it's gonna take probably sponsor money, major sponsor money to get him here. And I'm attempting to get an answer out of him. On how much? I just want to know if we're even in the ballpark or have no chance. I just want to know. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling the next couple of years we're going to have a good chance at that because of some major sponsors stepping up. But again, once we get that to here or Blizzard Bash or wherever, then we can all spread out around the country. But you're right; it is about numbers. But we just want to just take a shot and see what happens. You know,
absolutely.
And I told Neil, I was joking with him. I said, "Now we could get you guys here." And Nebraska beats Oregon. I tried that this year, and he was going to come back to Lincoln, but they ended up in Oklahoma for the Sooners-Ohio State Buckeyes football game. When they traveled, the way I met Neil guys a couple of years ago is he travels around with the Nissan Heisman House for the bigger games of the weekend where they interview past Heisman winners. And I talked to him down by the bar at the Embassy Suites Hotel. And I was sitting there across the bar having a drink with my brother-in-law, and I'm like, holy crap, that's Neil Everett over there. And I'm thinking, well, how in the world can I – what can I go say to him without sounding like I'm a complete moron when I'm talking to him and not stumbling over your words? Well, I knew Shelley Smith, who's a bureau reporter at ESPN from years ago when I was in sports broadcasting, working for Husker Vision, the university for a while. Met her through that and got a chance to interview her in person. And I knew that she was battling breast cancer at the time. And she's beat cancer now, so shout out to her for beating that. She's a really neat lady to talk to. And I started talking to Neil about her. And I went and had a red beer at the Misty's across the street. And I'm thinking, you moron, why didn't you go say something to him about the Derby? So I went back over there. He was there. And I ran the whole thing by him. And he said just what you guys said. He was going to take some major sponsorships. But, again, if you don't take a shot, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got your answer. You got some place to start with.
Absolutely.
And now you're well on your way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you guys don't mind, I wouldn't mind thanking a couple of the bigger sponsors ourselves that have helped us out over the years.
Absolutely.
Heartland Bank in Geneva, Certified Truck and Trailer Repair, Koenig Commercial Roofing, Variety Ag, Walter Insurance and Real Estate. We have some local auto dealerships, Friesen Chevrolet and Erkamp Motors. They're both going to be potentially working together and having some pickups and stuff out in front of the grandstands, the Aurora Cooperative, who helps us wet down the track, and the dirt berms. Obviously, Wise Guys Media and Crash Fest Express Promotions. Homebrew Productions, who's been our announcers the last several years, and about another 60 or 70 sponsors on the MidwestSmashFest.com. And the most important thing, though, is to thank the Fillmore County Ag Society, the numerous volunteers that help from the pits to get things ready before and after, all the sponsors, and especially the Geneva Fire and Rescue, because
obviously that is the most important thing there.
Absolutely. Well,
I anticipate that we'll be having additional conversation with Chad both on and off the air. And Dylan Lane, Dylan, stop texting me. We'll work it out. We'll work it out, Dylan. The last one that he sent me had 7 exclamation points after. Just say you're going. But I'm fascinated by it. I'm very, very happy for you guys with the growth and that you've been able to expand the way that you have and been able to put this on the table. And you said something that was very telling earlier, the fact that you guys want to lead by example. You don't want to be the fair board that sits out there and says, you guys need to pay those derby guys more money. You went out and did it, and you're trying to get more of your the county fairs in your area to jump on board with that. I like that, and that's certainly something that's it's commendable. It's good to see that the county fair level still cares about the derby drivers, because even though we've said a number of times that derby isn't dead at all, we often have openly questioned whether the county fair level is still sustainable, and if these big shows are going to start dominating the landscape. You guys have breathed some new life into your hometown county fair, and you guys should be proud of that.
Well, we appreciate it. I mean, there's been a lot of bumps in the road. I mean, there's times that when I'm sitting at the fair board meetings, I probably shouldn't say this, but there's times I feel like getting up and strangling every single one of them in the room that night. But there's times, though, that I thank them all the time for at least giving us a chance a few years ago and going in there. And, you know, we started before I wanted to make sure to say this, is before we started this derby, the purse, the total purse, was $5,000 for the derby at Geneva. The first year we got it going, and this is not me bragging about nothing. This was about the sponsors helping out. And you don't know who's listening or watching or paying attention that wants to be a part of it, because that's why we want everyone to be a part of it. Even if they can only put up a couple $100, we'll at least put their name on the website and in the programs that we give that we hand out to everyone before the derby, and they'll get a couple tickets at least. Now, this year, with the bigger, we're going to have we hang banners for a lot of the sponsors. This year, we're going to have to increase that sponsor amount to be a part of that. But the first year we had it, we got the purse to, total purse was either $16,500 or $17,500. The second year, I think it was $28,000. Third year was $30,000, $35,000. Last year was $40,000. Mm-hmm. And we're, tripling it this year. But you don't know where it can go in the future. And, again, everyone's working together and having fun with it, the sky's the limit as far as I'm concerned. So,
That's awesome.
Well, wish you the best of luck. We're definitely interested. We'll talk more and definitely keep in touch as the planning evolves. And if you get more announcements or more news that you want to share with the people, by all means, shoot me a note. We'll be glad to have you on again.
Absolutely. Another month or two down the road or whatever, we'll be in touch, Chris. And thank you, gentlemen, for your time tonight and having us on. And you guys have a great show, a good thing going. We hope to see you in Geneva this summer.
That was good. Cool. Night, Chad. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, Chad.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
We'll catch you later. There goes Chad Bumgarner, Midwest Smash Fest. You can find him online. You can find him on WeCrash. Message Chad directly. He's got all the links on his Facebook page. Dylan Lane's going to be there.
Kenny Rosnell's going to be there. Kenny's actually, I was talking to him last night, and he said, hey, you guys are going to have our promoter on to talk about the big show. And I said, oh, that's cool, because, you know, I don't know until we walk in the door who's on, because, you know, Chris does all that amongst all his other duties. And, no, that sounds great. I mean, how can you not be excited about a show like that? I mean, that's just top to bottom amazing.
It's pretty impressive. It's a lot of money being paid out, and the drivers are getting their entry money back, which is...
Now, the question is that Josh Decker ever ride for this already?
No.
Josh doesn't doesn't have a ride for this yet?
No. Nope. But... Ben, it's a two-man team show.
Josh may be still mad at Ben by then for Ben yelling at him in March.
You got to look at this. The Midwest, all right, between Topeka, Kansas, and Nebraska. That's like over $250,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's just in two shows.
Three.
Now you add Blizzard Bash to it.
Yep.
Now you're pushing. That's serious dough.
Three shows.
That's some serious dough. The Midwest is where it's at.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. I mean,
Nebraska. I mean, Nebraska. I've got DVDs from 15 years ago.
Nebraska's always been big. I mean, big derby. And, you know, it's and then you know.
Remember Husker Havoc?
Yeah, it's, yeah. I was just thinking it was Husker Havoc back in the day. I think Ben's got a couple of those DVDs.
Oh yeah,
I've got some of those.
Yep. I wore them out.
Mm-hmm.
You want to borrow mine?
Sure.
I still have them.
Sure.
I had a TV in my basement.
I'm gonna start bringing a laptop on road trips because I got my own laptop now, so I can watch DVDs.
Make the time pass.
Sure. Especially when we drive to Nebraska.
Wait, what? We're driving.
Yeah, it's only like 26 hours.
That's all.
That means we need 4 days just for travel time.
4 days?
No.
If Ben's driving.
2 days.
It'd be 2 days. Day and a half.
24 anyway. Hours one way.
Yeah. 12 hours and 12 hours.
That's 2 days. And then you need 2 days coming back. That's 4 days of travel time.
Straight through. 24 hours straight through.
Coming home?
We did it to...
Wait a minute. Hang on. I thought Ben was the one that was telling us that we're all done with this, driving all night stuff.
We're going to Nebraska.
Okay.
That's different.
All right. Oh, boy.
That's straight.
Boy.
Straight.
Straight. You set your cruise control, you can fall asleep for like 15 minutes and not go off the road.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
That's why we get a rental before we go off.
Chad said something about Geneva centrally located and it's easy to get to from any place in the Midwest. Yeah, it is, because you can see it from Minnesota.
Absolutely.
It's flat. You can see antennas in Texas from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, we could always take a crop duster in there.
You are stirring things up. My phone is very busy right now.
Why am I stirring things up?
Man, they are excited about that. If we can make that work. There's some people that are very excited about it. There's some people that are not. But did you happen at all to listen to last week's show?
No.
Did I rewatch it?
Yeah.
No.
It's okay. I normally do. I know. If you did, you did. If you didn't, you didn't. I just wondered if you, building off what Brian said a moment ago, with Ben still going to be, or Josh is still going to be mad at Ben, I was just wondering if you'd heard the discussion that we had about what you're going to do to poor Josh inside the cockpit.
I was here last week.
It was the week that it was just us.
I don't even remember. It's been a while.
Been a blur.
So it would have been 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
It don't matter.
In any case.
It's going to be fun.
When you unscrew his face, we'll see how
much it is. All I know is I want shoulder. I want either a steering wheel on my side, too, or I want shoulder straps. I'm not going to look like the Mike Brown's passenger with his helmet going out the front, because I'll do it to myself, because I'll be running the pedals.
Rachel Grizoric had a birthday yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I almost think she's got one cooking.
Their family is extending by 2 feet, I believe, is cool. What Ben was trying to say.
Cool. Congratulations.
that was Facebook official too.
So they might have been real excited building Josh's car.
Jesus Christ, man.
I see. Well, you know.
as fast as possible, moving on past that, Matt Gaskin got married. My God.
Matt Gaskin got married, too?
Yeah. Matt Senior. Junior. Was he married? Maybe it was just in a relationship. I don't know. I saw.
He's been in a relationship.
Yeah, he's been with her for a couple years.
Quite a while.
Hang on. I can't remember.
Figured maybe he should get married before he starts building his bachelor cash car.
I see he's running 80s and newer. Nope. He's not running old irons, he's running 80s and newer. Nope. I'm here to tell you, I've seen and heard some rumors about guys that are coming to Bash this year. That's
going to be a nasty show.
Oh, yeah.
Be a nasty show.
Mm-hmm. Both classes are going to be very very highly contested. Well, I'm sorry, not the 80s and newer and the turn back the clock. I shouldn't say just two classes, but see some guys talking about Joker's Wires class as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be interesting. Chris, are you lost over there?
Yeah, I was trying to follow up on. I was trying to follow up what it was.
Looking at pictures over there, and I'm not going to say what.
Yeah,
this Facebook page.
Uh huh.
Hey, it's your story. Tell me what you want, Chris.
Okay. That's
exactly right.
The Red Roof Inn.
Red Roof.
I believe it was Buster's. Is what you're thinking of? It was Buster's.
Chris, what do you think?
No, he missed the hole.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
not a clue.
You better stick a fork in it, because I'm getting mauled.
These are the nights where I don't want to shut it down because you never know what Ben's going to say next, but I can't wait to shut it down because you never know what Ben's going to say next. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's time to be done. That's it for this one. Next week, we got Brian Schumann going to be on the show to be talking about the show in Carrollton on the 29th of April, Capital City Carnage Talk right around the corner. And we're going to be catching up with Johnny Gullo, who's got all sorts of stuff working for 2017. Looking forward to that conversation. That is going to do it for episode number 164 of the Crash Course Podcast. Thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate our guests making time, Jeremy Ertman, Randy Maslowski, and Chad Bumgarner. We will see you again right back here next Monday for another edition of the Crash Course. See you then.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Ladina Grand Slam. Bolt Lockwood Motorsports and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Master. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it. Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.